Good evening, this is Robert Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Radio, and I'm sorry for being late, but me and my computer and Blog Talk, we all had a small challenge of getting together. So anyway, tonight you're in for a very special treat. I have Angelica Christie on. She's with the Radiant Health Center in the Bahamas, but she's also the Freedom Whisperer. And if you go to her website, AngelicaChristie.com, and you'll see her website, and you'll see some bright, shiny eyes, but you're also going to see a radiant, wise, beautiful goddess. Welcome to the show, Angelica. Oh, here we go. I got to call back in. Oh. Welcome to the show, Angelica. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you so much. And thank you for your patience, Robert. I'm so sorry that an earlier show didn't happen because of my fault of not of thinking it was 9 o'clock and not 8 o'clock, mixing it up. And I listened to you filling in for me, and you were flawless. You were speaking, you were giving such amazing information, and you were just amazing. So thank you for doing that. I know how difficult this is to be put on the spot like that.
Well, you know, things happen in life to expand you, Angelica. And, you know, the more I am willing to engage in the moment, the more I'm willing to expand. But you have something that a lot of people on your website, and this is I want to go to it right away because there's something right at the top of your website that everybody, it says, women over 45, welcome to your magnificent freedom years. And you're also got a new website called Freedom Whisperer. Expand on people what you really, how you expand ladies over 45's life.
Yes. Well, first of all, of course, I have gone through it. I have five children, grown children, and eight grandchildren, and I went through the changes and 45, and I got quite, I would say, a little bit intimidated by what may lie ahead. And although I had so much training in spirituality, at that time I was already a Reiki master, and then I stopped and I said, if you have to first apply to yourself what you try to teach. At that time, I already had a health and healing center here in the Bahamas, and I'm a naturopath and Reiki master teacher, and I do yoga and meditation. So all of the wonderful things that keep you healthy and in touch with who you are and your inner self. But I also had a very, very hectic life. And I could also, isn't it true, Robert, that your clients become your best teacher sometimes, or even the mirror for yourself in many ways? So I could see that in many of my clients, even though I gave them all of my knowledge and designed their programs for them in way of nutrition, in way of how to keep the body healthy and all of these parts, as the stretching, the attitudes and all of that. And there was most of the time a wonderful result. But it started, with many women, it started to wane off after a while, and they went right back into their old habits. And so I became more and more interested in not just exploring what is the perfect food and what is really healthy for the body and mindset and spirituality, but that one single thing that is the stumbling block in not just women over 45, but in our life that always tries to pull us back. And it is, I always thought it is stress and it's anxiety or so, but the underlying, the big mothership, so to speak, is fear. And fear is something that is imprinted in us from ancient times. And we often don't recognize that our body reacts to fear. And we think, how can this happen to me? I'm trying. The word trying is there. Of course, you have to rephrase that. I choose to rather than trying. But most people say, I'm trying so hard. I think I do everything right, but I don't get what I want. I'm not successful. I'm not doing this because I somehow, I'm always disappointed. I'm always pulled back. And it's a very, very common dialogue that I hear. And I believe very, very strongly that fear is the major block in our lives. And in our days today, where, of course, life has become so uncertain because we are in the shift, we are all changing. The earth has sped up in the electromagnetic fields. Everything is going faster. Our bodies' frequencies are rising. So this old, ancient and primal fear cycle and fear factor is challenged all the time. And but if we cannot really recognize it, then we are helpless. We don't know what to do with it. And so I have developed some programs. First of all, a step to actually an inquiry about what do I really do? Because sometimes we can go through a whole day and it's kind of on automatic. Most of it's on automatic. And so if you really just do one little thing different each day, and I have designed a program that is called 28 Days to Freedom from Old Habits, which is, you can find this on my website also under angelicachristie.com/store.html. But if somebody's on my website, they will find it. And it's such a fun program that takes only 10 minutes a day. Every day you get a little instruction for the day into your email box, also a voice recording from me. This is a transcript to do something. And I have developed it very synergetically to start easy from the bathroom kind of to the kitchen through what you do in life and so on. And it challenges you to not only see and recognize what you do and why you do it, but also how you can make another choice and try something out to do something a little bit differently. What really happens then is you build new pathways, new synapses in your brain. Your brain actually grows. It becomes a little challenged, and that's always good. But also, you become so much more creative, because so many people have also told me, well, you know, I am not creative. I don't write. I don't paint. Creativity is not only in the arts. Creativity is how you live your day every day. And so that's where I have shifted a little bit from my previous services of designing the perfect health plan for you, more into discovering, if you do all of this, what is it that keeps you stuck? How can I get you over that? How can I, first of all, make you see not only the obstacles, but the true you, the beauty that you are, that incredible, shining, immortal spirit that you are, that has chosen this lifetime and this body to experience this life. And very often we don't really realize how powerful we are and how much we are in control of so much, or at least so much more than we believe we are. If we could break out of our old habits or widen our horizon, and we have to do this anyway because times are changing, old systems are breaking down. We see it in the financial systems, in the political systems, in social systems, in dogmas, you know, even religions. And whenever there is something that is really challenging and ready to shift and change, there always seems to be dividing of the field. It's one side that becomes really stuck and wants to go backwards to hold on to fear, which is, of course, the ego. The ego is great. We need it, but the ego can also be our biggest adversary, because the ego always wants to keep us in the illusion of safety. And the other side, who knows who wakes up? And we are all waking up, even if we don't always feel it and know it and understand it. There is, just like in the caterpillar, those cells, and Dr. Bruce Lipton talks about it in Spontaneous Evolution, a wonderful book that I love, explains how this actually happened, and that is evolution. And we are about to make a tremendous quantum leap in evolution. And that is so exciting. And of course, that doesn't mean our life changes totally. As women, we still have to go through menopause. We still have to deal with life and all of that. But it really gives us the permission to question if the life we have lived, if we want to continue like this, or if there is something within us that is much bigger and that wants to express itself. That invitation is almost like a little bell that rings. And that's why so many people, and especially women, are stepping up and stepping out and becoming not only more active within their family, but in communities, and finding each other. And the wonderful thing, of course, is that we have this, the internet. The internet, and I think I heard Barbara Max Hubbard say it, it's almost like the earth grew a new nervous system. Isn't that a great explanation? Because whatever happens here in this spot here, in my little island on the Bahamas, I know what's going on in the world at a moment's notice. And whatever happens anywhere else affects me, affects my my psyche. It affects the chemistry even within my body, because it produces thoughts and feelings, and that creates my experience. So as we become more aware of our consciousness, becoming more conscious of our consciousness, and how we evolve, and that we have a choice to now really step into who we truly are. But of course, we have also the choice not to do so. But that doesn't really, it makes it in the end probably more painful, because evolution always moves forward. It never ever stops, and it never goes backwards. So of course, you would like to ask me, what does that have to do with the happy years of a woman over 45 or over? What I really want to tell, not just women, but everybody, but women, of course, in particular, because I believe women at this age now, they have given birth to the children of the future, and they have taken on, they are here for a purpose and for a reason, to become the pillars. And the helpers to birth this new humanity, to give birth to a new understanding of oneness, of cooperation, of coherence, of that which will work, which will be sustainable for our planet, because we are on the brink of either getting it right and doing it, or not doing it. And I believe that we would be in a danger to destroy ourselves. So women usually have a tremendous sense of what needs to be done at the right time. So as soon as you start, women, and after their children are grown and they are on their own, they have a little more time. So that's usually the early baby boomers that are in that position. And whether you are still working or whether you are already retired, those are, who are still working, of course, bring this new understanding, this evolved consciousness, that spiritual understanding of knowing and aligning yourself more with your soul rather than with your small ego. That understanding will be carried into the workplace. It will be carried anywhere the person goes once she or he realizes what needs to be done with, and it always starts with yourself. So this understanding is what my mission is, to teach people, and usually women come first. I mean, when I go to these big gatherings and these events, I would say there are 80% women and 20% men, and sometimes even more men, women. There is something that I think women have become forerunners of this new understanding, this new era. And maybe the male consciousness that wants to stay stuck in the archaic, in the old systems, it may feel very threatened and may want to pull back. But there is also the Renaissance man. There are these new men that are such leaders in communities. Once they really get it, once they are really following their vision and their inner knowing. And this is what is so important to me now, to create community. And that community can be created even before you think you are perfect within yourself. And we women have this very often, that we believe, well, you know, maybe I'm not ready yet, maybe I'm not good enough, maybe I'm too old, or maybe I'm this or that. You know, all of these excuses. And you have, this is the time to push all of this aside, because all of that is the ego. All of that is a total illusion and has nothing to do with who you really are. So I actually call the soul a fear buster. And maybe I get a slogan going at some time. Because you see, God, if you believe in a soul, you also believe in the supreme being, in God. However you name it, it doesn't have to be a Christian God. There is no such thing. There is only that one supreme being, but we have different religions. And because God has sent so many of incredible masters and teachers to our planet at different times for us to understand who we are, what we are, and that really love is all there is, to open, to awaken us. But now is the evolutionary time. We will wake up no matter what. Even the atheists will wake up. So coming back to your belief in God, if you believe in God, you also understand that the essence of God is your soul's essence. So if you believe that, then you can ask yourself, do I believe that God is fearful, that God holds back, or that God has fear? And of course, that almost sounds ridiculous. I believe everybody would agree, no, of course God is not fearful. So then that biggest part within me, the true me, the immortal spirit, essence, light, that my soul, that is me, is also fearless. So why then am I so fearful? And here it comes really down. There are a few wonderful books out there, but I really go through this in my coaching programs to really make people understand, or women understand, where this first primal fear comes from. Of course, first of all, it's the reptilian brain. And in ancient times, when our bodies were developed, when we just grew out of the kind of animal stage, the ape, into a human being. Evolution, of course, made it so that our brain needed to be very, very aware of basically three things. The first one, of course, was, can I eat it or will I be eaten? And the other one was really, can I mate with it or will I be mated with it? So the eating, the fear of being losing life or sustaining life, and reproduction, those three areas were really the only areas that were important. So back then, of course, this reptilian brain, through evolution, has been laid over with other areas of higher brain tissue. The neocortex is the newest one, but still the crocodile brain, so to speak, or the primal instinct is still there, and it's still everything we experience still filters through that part of the brain. So once we understand that, and we understand how our society and how even the whole birthing journey, the wonderful feeling of a baby, of a fetus, and then the embryo being in the womb of the mother, feeling totally cared for and safe and all of this, and then being forcefully pushed out of the birth, through the birth canal, out into a cold world, and then be severed. That shock is also in our cells. So it's not just that primal fear, but then it gets reinforced, and then of course the child starts to trust again until about the toddler years, where of course this judgment comes on again. No, you can't do this. There is no, and no, and no, and so all of the creativity that adults probably don't want to stop, but they will stop it because it is outside of that narrow field of what they want to allow the child to experience. So this gets already cut off, and the fear factor is reinforced, and then of course in our adult life, we have all of these things that we need to conform to. You know, in order to be this, you have to do this, and you better shape up for that. I mean, the whole school system is set up for this as well. So freedom and trust your heart, and don't separate, but embrace. All of that is really not taught to anybody. So fear is reinforced and reinforced all the time. And then, of course, we also know what happens on the first page of every magazine or a newspaper, and what will be reported in the main news channels, in radio or television. We are so trained to focus on what is wrong rather than what is right. That it is no wonder that we have these lofty ideas. We know we go to a program, or we go to a gathering, and we are all inspired, and we know, because from the inside of our being there comes the call or the synergy or the alignment with what we know is true, what we want to achieve. But then we are going back into this old world of how it used to be, full of anxiety, fear, stress, and all of that, and we lose it again. So my programs are designed to really for you to understand not only who you are, but how you can step by step, through inquiry, through awareness, through little exercises, retrain your brain to understand what is really going on, to see the illusion where it is, to let go of it, choose, make a different choice. And that choice, as you know, is so important.
And that's very true. And you said a lot of things in there, but there's a couple of them. But I have a question that I've been talking to. It's a question I've asked several people.
Yeah.
What would happen if we started writing a new Bible and new history without all the pain and suffering, where we use feast instead of famine, love, peace instead of war, and prosperity instead of pillage and plunder? What would happen?
We would totally rewrite our lives. We would not only rewrite, we cannot rewrite history, but we make new history. We create a new humanity. And that's what needs to happen. Robert, that needs to happen all over. And there are little mushrooms sprouting up everywhere. And the time is now. I believe the time to have the courage to be different and to form a community of like-minded people and actually bring this into manifestation. You are so right. Absolutely.
Yeah. Here, I only have one fear now in my life. One.
Mm-hmm.
That's fear of being like somebody else.
Yeah, mediocrity, right?
Yeah, but you know, you talked a lot about fear in there, but I got a book coming out called Fear is My Friend, Expanding Astute Revelation. It'll be coming, mm-hmm. I'll go to publish next month. But you know,
uh-huh.
when you can also open up where fear is unrefined wisdom to expand your curry, how do you feel about that?
Well, I believe we cannot eradicate fear. But we can make, as you say, friends with fear and see for what it is and use that energy. Just like, rage is an amazing energy you can use because it's actually an energy that puts you into action. But we can reframe it. We can use it for a better cause. And I believe that stressors and fear are also there to show us who we really are and give us the opportunity to step up and step into a greater version of who we are. But if fear is there to hold you back and make you and keep you manipulated and imprisoned, then we have to do something about that. So fear by itself is not a thing and it's not the problem. It's an experience, it's a reaction, a chemical and energetic reaction in your body, but we have the power to guide it and to put it into the right channels.
And I want to give you Angelica's website. It's angelicachristie.com. If you go in there and go up and read across the top, you got programs, services, but you got shop. There's one book in there that really stuck out, Your Intelligent Self.
Yes.
That's all the letting go and all the expanding happens is in the body and in the cells before it goes into the brain. Do you feel that?
Yeah, absolutely. You are, there is the encoding. You are encoded. You are yourself, carry not only your perfect blueprint, but also the signature and the key for the evolutionary shift that we are going. And also, you are really, every cell is a universe, and you are the master of your own universe. And you can heal everything if you are really tuning into your body and understanding the language of yourself.
And that is very true. We're at the end of the show, Angelica. And go to Angelica. One thing I want to point out on her website is when you open that up and you see her picture, you look, there's something I've learned. Pictures tell me exactly what the person, how they feel about themselves because Angelica is relaxed, her eyes are clear, and her skin is clear. So she is clear where she's going. And also, she said something at the very first of the show. She has done her own inner journey. She's not telling you what somebody else told her in a book.
Mm-hmm.
She's telling you her experiences. And that's something you really want to look for when you're looking for a maestro to play your own orchestra, and Angelique is a maestro at.
Well, Robert, you are too. I read your little bit of your story, and I'm in awe of you. So congratulations, and we will do more work together, hopefully.
We're going to do more shows together because people got an understanding, because you're one of the few people I've had on the show, Angelica, that uses the word understand instead of know. And that is probably the biggest thing in expansion there is.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you so much for inviting me. I had a wonderful time. Thank you.
Well, thank you for being my guest. And sometime in either late July or the 1st of August, I'm going to have Angelique come back if she chooses to come back, because she actually has life-expanding wisdom to expand the world, and that's what this show is about, is innovation. And we could probably talk for 4 or 5 hours.
Yes, absolutely.
And I look forward to doing more with you. And make sure you go to AngelicaChristie.com and look at the wisdom and the beauty of her wisdom and her personal beauty also. Thank you, Angelica.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you too, and thank you for being my guest. And we will be here Thursday night. I'm going to do the show because I got some things I got to take care of, so I'm going to be in a hurry. And Angelica, we'll have you back around the end of July, 1st of August. How's that?
Wonderful. 1st of August, I have to leave for California, but end of July would be great. I'm here.
Okay, so I'll look at the third or fourth week of July. How's that?
That would be perfect. Would love that.
Well, and yes, you are very perfect, and you're also very beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Robert.
Yeah, I want to thank all the listeners, and I want to say good night. And Angelica, give them some wisdom, and I'll end the show.
Thank you.
All righty. Good night, and we'll see everybody Thursday night.